Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here talking about the sequel to the movie we talked about on Saturday. So I hope that you made sure to turn on those notifications so that you get the alert as soon as this goes live, because you're not going to want to miss this one. Now, sequels, they get lost in translation a lot of the time. And honestly, this is no exception to that. I am still giving Black Phone 2 a guilty rating just because of the content and everything that's involved with this. Now, Black Phone 2, I don't know why they did this with the title. The first one was The Black Phone, but this one's not The Black Phone 2. Maybe because a lot of people just dropped the and just referred to it as Black Phone. But yeah, the official titles for the first movie was The Black Phone, and this one is Black Phone 2, so my brain just goes, huh? On that a little bit. But if you have seen the first one, then you know what to expect, because the way that the first one ends doesn't really leave much room for, like, a sequel or anything. Well, that's a good thing, because Black Phone 2 is both a prequel and a sequel. So, the first one takes place in 1978. The second one here takes place in 1982 and 1956. So, yeah, a little bit different there, but in the first one we hear them referencing Finn and Gwen's mom, but we don't ever really officially see anything of her in the first movie. Here we get to meet Hope a little bit and get to find out a little bit more about who she was and what was important to her. And this one has a little bit of a heavier religious undertone. A good portion of the movie takes place at a Christian camp, which you may be already thinking, what? It's like in a movie like this? And then there is, and don't worry, you know me, no spoilers ever. But in this one, it's got an interesting undertone because it's referencing that hell is not hot, it's cold. Because it's not fire, but ice. Now, cold can be so cold it burns. I think that's the quote-unquote thing that they were going for, indirectly at least. But here we at least get to see the origin of the Grabber and how his story... we don't necessarily see completely how it begins, but we see where his killing streak begins. And that's tied into the family of both Finn and Gwen that go way before they were ever even thought of. And so how that plays into the whole thing with their mom and all of that, it has its moments. It really does. It has its moments. There's a lot of filler content. There's a lot of content that's like, okay, was that necessary? Or what's the point? Or I honestly found myself wanting to check my phone while I was watching it. And I'm like, okay, if it's not enough to even keep my attention, it's kind of hard to do. And there were parts of this, though, where I was still just wide-eyed and captivated by what was going on, because how it ties the old with the new in together, I don't know, I think it's trying too hard. There's still a lot of errors. There are still a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of just downright goofs in this one. And these are just the ones that you can't pay attention to the details, because if you do, your brain's going to go nuts. But if you're just looking for like a horror thriller that's entertaining, you might get something out of this. Now, let me get into the trailer with you here, and then we'll talk a little bit more about that. But the trailer might kind of help a little bit on some of this. And yes, for those old enough or young enough to not remember what these are what was called phone booths. Payphones used to be in these little booths that would be on street corners or next to grocery stores or things like this, but this is what you use to make a phone call. At least if you weren't out at home, because we didn't have mobile phones and things like that back then. Like I said, it's a heavy religious undertone.
They found a way. dream.
Did you think our story was over? You're dead. You, of all people, know that dead is just a word.
So that is the trailer for Black Phone 2. Now, what is it with these horror terror movies like this having to do with kids and camps on lakes? I mean, seriously, how many of these have to kind of go down that same stereotype? And this just kind of, yeah, it overplays that hand a little bit. I mean, it was trying to play into the kitsch of it, and I'm not sure exactly what happened with that, but yeah, it just, I don't know. But you've been seeing that I've got the podcast image up here. Let me share with you the poster on this. This is the poster. So again, this is one of those ones that this is just my favorite poster that I ran across. And since it's not in English, I made the changes to that. And of course, just turned it into this for the podcast image. Oops, wrong button. There we go. That's better. Now you can see that. At least if you're on our YouTube channel. If you're not, you get to experience this in a whole different way over here on YouTube. I love that my listeners and everything are coming along for these reviews and just kind of everything that goes along with them. But the over here on YouTube, you get to see the facial expressions that go along with it. You also get to see the trailers. And who knows, maybe some special bonus things I've got going on too. But so that's kind of where we're at with that. But like I said, I'm giving this a guilty rating just because it's still pretty gory and still, like I said, it's got that heavy religious undertone. I kind of failed to mention this with the last one, but the language is very strong on both of these. The F-bombs throughout and other language things that you do not want younger people repeating just for obvious reasons. But there's some like little slick one-liners mixed in there too that are almost entertaining. I found myself chuckling it a few times during this one, and I always say, if it makes me laugh during a horror movie, that kills it right there. At least these types of horror movies. I mean, Day of the Dead, it's a certain other like kitschy horror stuff that's supposed to be funny. That's one thing, but when it's supposed to be a horror jump scare movie and you make me laugh, it's not a good thing. Trust me, it's not a good thing. Now, you're probably wondering where I'm at score-wise on this. Well, before I get into that, I want to share one of the things I did have to give this movie credit for. A lot of movies, when they go from the first to the sequel, we even saw it with the new Greenland movie that we just did, is the person that played the son was not the same actor. They had changed that out. The two main actors were the same, but they changed that. In Black Phone 2, we see a lot of the same faces. All of the main characters did come back, and they are the same characters for the sequel here. And so it was very refreshing to see that, especially on a story like this, where I think you need that extra little bit. And so that was a factor of why I'm coming in with the score I'm giving this. I'm coming in at a 4.75 out of 10. Now, I was honestly leaning low fours, but the fact that the ending, honestly, if you sit down to watch this and you're just like going, what? I promise it does get better. The ending is worth it if you can make it through to that point. It does get better, but there's a lot of very forgettable stuff that goes along in the process of getting there, and just a lot of stereotypes that were just forcibly, it's force-fed to you a little bit in the movie, and you're just kind of left going, what was the point of this, and why? So, it's just hard to do any higher with that. I was honestly mid-movie, I was thinking threes, so I was glad that it did. As you can tell, it probably got a little bit better from that. Like I said, if you are just looking for kitschy thriller with a little bit of gore, a little bit more gore than what we saw last time. There was a little bit more gore than what we saw last time. It was one scene that I just was like, not completely grossed out, but just, it even caught me off guard. I was like, what? But either way, it was entertaining. So whether you see it once or this becomes a favorite, I've already run into some people that they're calling the two Black Phone movies their favorite movies of all time. I don't know if I really have any room to talk. My favorite is Ghostbusters, the original from 1984. So it's also very kitschy, very niche, and everything on that. So to each their own, but I hope that this will help somebody, whether it's going to help you decide whether you want to see this or whether it's one to avoid. But as always, make sure you click those buttons and turn on those notifications so that you always get the latest and greatest of my interrogations of these movies for their plot and their content. But hopefully this will help out a few people. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye, everybody.